Hey guys, how you doing? Man, we in here now for another season, and I just wanted to talk to you about something that's very dear to my heart, and it was something that I had to battle with, and I'm not sure if anyone else had to battle with it, but maybe you do, maybe you don't. But this is my personal opinion of why paramedics should transition to nursing. And now keep in mind, this is not meant to discredit EMS or to put down EMS. Because honestly, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for EMS. But this is something that I've had to battle with. And it kind of led me to the path that I'm on today. And I believe that the number one reason why paramedics should pursue nursing is for the advanced practice. Now, my original plan was to be advanced practice provider, but it was to be a PA. And so my original plan was PA school. But I had concerns about being a paramedic trying to transition to PA school. My number one concern was that an EMS bachelor's degree was useless outside of EMS. My second concern was it was going to take a full-time commitment, but what about work? You know, of course, we got bills to pay. And my third concern was, due to the limited amount of PA schools close by, how was the competition? If I didn't get in the first year, then I would have to try to compete the second year. Then I would have to try to compete the third year. And that's 3 years off my original plan. So this led me to consider another route, maybe nursing. So when I looked at the positives, to me, the positives would be I can make more money as a nurse. Now I could save to take off for 2 years to PA school. Keep in mind, I was still thinking I'm going to go to PA school, but maybe I need to jump into nursing because I can make more money and I can have better control of my schedule. And if I didn't get in to PA school, then I had other career options as a nurse that I could get into. You know, I could become a nurse educator or, you know, some other option that I could do instead of just being on a truck every day. So, but the negatives for nursing would be, number one, I would have to save full time because nursing school is 2 years if I took the ADN route, or it would be 4 years if I took the bachelor's route, or with a paramedic to RN bridge, I could be done in a year. But still, that's still a year of commitment where I would have to drop hours. But then too, another negative I had was my view of nursing wasn't real positive. I didn't really see nurses in a good light. I just saw nurses as a way around, you know, you just sitting around waiting to take orders. And also, based on my experience dealing with some ED nurses from some personal MX experiences that I had, I didn't really have a good view of being a nurse, to be honest with you. Because of my research, I decided that I could save enough that I can attend a 1 year paramedic to RN bridge as my entryway. And I felt that during that time, you know, it wouldn't be too hard for me to save, maybe drop my hours to work PRN along with the money I save. I could sacrifice that year to make that jump. During that time was when I learned about advanced practice nursing. So I want to talk about what advanced practice nurse is. An advanced practice nurse, or what we call an APRN, is a mid-level provider. It's a master's and doctorate level trained nurse. So a mid-level provider is just like a PA. All mid-levels, APRN, PA, can diagnose, treat, and they can prescribe. There are four advanced practice RNs, or what we call APRNs. They are nurse practitioners, which are broken down mainly into family nurse practitioner, acute care, which is adults and neo, and psychiatric nurse practitioners. Number two, you have nurse midwifery, which we call nursing midwives. They tend to work more OB and women's health. You also have CRNAs that really attract a lot of paramedics because they work in the OR. They're the anesthesia providers working with the anesthesiologists. They do a lot of A-line placements and, you know, they intubate and they do a lot of critical care. And they're the ones who's monitoring the patients in the OR. CRNAs is a lovely profession. I mean, as a CRNA, I have a friend of mine that's well over $200,000 a year as a CRNA. And also you have what I'm going to school for, which is called clinical nurse specialists. Clinical nurse specialists are broken down by populations, adults, neo, psychiatric, but clinical nurse specialists are what's considered clinical experts. So the advantages that I found is that a lot of the APRN programs are full-time and part-time. So when I looked at being an APRN, I thought, man, I can work full-time as an APRN, but I could go to school part-time to become a mid-level provider. Only program I know that's not part-time is being a CRNA. The disadvantages of being an APRN, I think, from being a paramedic is it's divided by population. So as a PA, when you come out as a PA, there's a lot of lateral mobility. You can move from adults. You can move from adults to neonates to pediatrics. As a nurse practitioner, it's kind of divided to where if you're a family nurse practitioner, yeah, you kind of can treat across the lifespan. But if you're acute care adult gerontology, a nurse practitioner, then your patient population is only adults, if you kind of can catch my drift. And if you're a psychiatric nurse practitioner, you know, you can't come work as a family nurse practitioner, but as a PA, you know, you can kind of move from psych, you can move to women's health, you can move to neonatal, you can move to critical care. So that was the disadvantages that I saw. But honestly, being a CRNA, being stuck as a CRNA, I mean, it's not bad to be stuck at $200,000 a year. So sometimes you don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. So going back to my original statement, why nursing, it's because of the APRN track. And so in grad school, what I'm learning right now while I'm on my APRN track is that my approach to care, my skills, my knowledge, my patient care, all that transitions over. And it transitions over beautifully because I'm starting to see my past experience now aligning along with the APRN track. I know for nursing, it was a little bit of problems going to school because nursing philosophy is holistic care. It's not the medical model that paramedics follow, doctors follow, or the PAs follow. It's more of a holistic way of looking at your patient versus the medical model is diagnose, treat. So the APRN track kind of follows that medical model. And that's why the skills transition over. And when I'm finding some of my nursing friends that are right now going through, especially like nurse practitioner school, some of them, they've been so ingrained being a nurse that it's kind of having a little bit of difficulty having to transition over to that medical mindset. But as a paramedic, it was ingrained in us from the beginning. So I would say do yourself a favor, kind of look at the four APRNs and kind of see where you see your fit. Because I think that's the greatest advantage of being a paramedic looking to transition is, man, we have this great grad level APRN track that you would transition perfectly into. So thank you guys for joining me for this podcast. I welcome you back. Thank you. And all I can tell you is happy nursing. And I see you over the top and I see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
I just wanted to take a moment to let you know how much I really enjoyed your support. If you've been listening to me for a while, I'd like to hear from you. So just leave a comment from time to time, hit the like button, and just let me know that you really enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you share the episode with others, and of course, subscribe and follow me. My goal is to help as many people as possible make the transition from paramedic to RN. So thanks as always.